Good morning. We're continuing. We finished Simeon Beis, which talks about Dayan HaMes. I just want to clarify one point about the appropriate time. Lo Aleinu, person has somebody who's nifter, so he makes the bracha of Dayan HaMes, B'Shem HaMalchus. When is the appropriate time to make the bracha? So the truth is that the bracha could be said at the time that he hears the surah of the Misa. The person is present, B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, he would make the bracha, B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. But if it's not said at either of those times, the minhag of many people is to say it during the levaya process. As part of the levaya process, the person says the bracha of Dayan HaMes. The bracha is supposed to be said at the time where a person is nisar, an element of his rakshus. It's called language of the poskim. It's called shas chimum. The person is getting heated up emotionally. He's having strong emotions. So at the beginning of the levaya, when the beginning of the Hespedim is a moment which is usually very emotional. So that's some people say it at that point in time. Or some people say it, the Dayan HaMes, at the time of the Kavura, as they're doing as they're lowering the body into the ground. Again, it's a very emotional time. So that would be appropriate time to say the bracha of Dayan HaMes. Lo Aleinu, a person has a relative who's nifter, that he's not chayav of Eilu San, but he feels very strongly about it, so he's not mechuyev. He would be say Dayan HaMes, like we saw yesterday in the Chayarim. The minhag is not to say the bracha, or to say it without Shem HaMalchus. If a person would feel extremely strongly about it and he wants to make the bracha, he would be allowed to. Simen Yud Gimel, Mavarach al HaTayba HaMeitiv. A person has something beneficial which happens to him, he says the bracha of HaTayba HaMeitiv. And this is true, even though he's concerned that this benefit could potentially develop into something which is negative. What's an example of that? He uncovered a treasure, so he's very rich, so he has all this money now. That's a very, very exciting moment. Well, if the king finds out about the fact that he found the treasure, the king might decide that he wants the treasure. So the tsar will come and not only take the treasure, but take the house and take everything that he has. So right now he's under the radar screen. Once he's on the radar screen, sometimes being on the radar screen of these governments, which were dictatorships, etc., wasn't a good idea. So right now he's having a benefit, but he's concerned about the negative repercussions. Even so, he still says the bracha tov meitiv. And vice versa, if something negative occurs, which potentially has a positive benefit, but right now there's an element of the fact that it's negative, he makes the bracha of Dayan HaMes. What's an example of that? His field was flooded, the river overflowed, and all of his crops were destroyed. Very devastating situation. Even though that will be beneficial for his field, it irrigated the field, it brought new soil there, which made the field more fertile. The soil from the bottom of the river now spread onto his field. So in the long run, he will have crops down the road, which are much better. So it was beneficial. Even so, right now he says Dayan HaMes because this is something which is negative. So regards to Atayv HaMeitiv, even though Mikra Din, the person should be saying Atayv HaMeitiv, and any Besura Atayv, so the Mishabura discusses, the Berlacha discusses, that there are, where Rishonim has said that if a person hears that he has, gives that his a grandchild was born, so a person gives birth to a son, a woman gives birth to a son, so she and the husband are chayv and atayv hameitiv. What about the grandparents? They're very excited. What about a person that hears that he has a brother or sister which is born? He's very excited. So mikra, then a person could say atayv hameitiv. The minhag is not to. Even though the minhag is not to, if a person feels strongly that he would like to make such a bracha, he'd be allowed to make such a bracha. Okay. Why is it that these brachas have become not said? So the Gemara refers to the bracha of Shechianu, as being a rishus, that it wasn't a chi of government to say shachiyanu, it was a rishus, the shachiyanu we would say for service types, etc. So there's an assumption of some, but Poiskim suggests maybe that the same way that shachiyanu is a rishus, a type of meitiv, is also a rishus, not a chi of gomer. And that's why, since not a chi of gomer anymore, people started refraining from saying it. And the Bir Lacha said that really that's a mistake, and really that Tevah Meitim is not the same as Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu, the more says, is Rishus. The Tevah Meitim and Dayanu MS are not a Rishus. They're meager than the Rechiyiv. But since the Minig has become established, that's why the Minig is not to say it. But he says that therefore a person would wish to say it because he feels very strongly he would be allowed to do so because the Mikra Din, there is such a Chiyah Bracha of a Tevah Meitim and Dayanu MS. Have a good day.